Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph. Again, the Gemara about Veloy Beloyis, that the Mishnah says by these cases of Mamenis and Shini of Eilonis, that the Isha does not collect the Beloyis, she does not collect the leftover, the room clothing. So more stuff like this. Omalei Rav Huna Ba'achil Rav Kana. Omar Tala Mishmedi Shmuel. You told us over Chiddush in the name of Shmuel like this, that Loishonu, when does our Mishnah say she does not get either the Shini or the Mamenis or the Eilonis? When she goes away from her husband, she does not get even the belois, the room clothing. No, this is talking about like the nichs, when she first got married, she brought in clothing to the husband, and the husband used it, and now when she leaves, she doesn't have a right to get back, even though the husband used up the clothing. So it says, Lashon, this is only learned Ella nichse melug. Only the nechosim that the Isha brought in, called nichse melug, means that the Karen belongs to her, and the husband has a right to eat the peris. Such karka, such type of clothing, she does not get back. Avonich said, "Certain basil. That's something like strong, like iron. She never loses out. When she brings it in, the husband like evaluates it and says it's worth $100. So the husband accepts upon himself a guarantee he'll pay it back the $100. That's called like nichse certain basil. So then isla on such a prop. Let's say she brought in clothing that it was worth $100, and the husband at the time made a guarantee he'll pay her back the $100, so now when she leaves, he has to pay her the $100. So Mora says, Heavy Bora Papa asked the question, Ahai, which one of the cases of the Mishnah did Shmuel say over this Kiddush? Ilayim Amma Mamenis, if you want to say on the first case of Mamenis, where there's Miyun, where she says goodbye to him, so Mora's question like this, if the leftover clothing is here, since it was her clothing, she brought it in when they first got married, she should have a right to take it home with her now. Elamai, we're talking about where the husband used up the clothing, there's nothing left over now. The question is, do you have to pay her or not? Ahai, in which case? If you want to say Shmuel said as Chiddush on the first case of the Mishnah, where they got married to a Ktana, he got married to a Ktana, and she said goodbye to him, so Monashach, if the leftover clothing is still here, she should take it. If there's no, the husband used up the clothing, he used it, and there's nothing left of it, is she shouldn't take anything. Since she was a Mayan, she like said goodbye to him, she doesn't have a right to get any collect anything from the husband. There shouldn't be a difference between Nichse Milug and Nichse Tzorin Barazel. Yes, where it says Ela Islandess. Elma is going on the last case. When you marry an islandess later, they can't have children. And that's called a Mekhtoy Saroso. If the leftover clothing is here, EDVD Shakli, then both cases she should have a right. It's her clothing, she should have a right to take it home with her. Either less nayu, if it's not here, ifchemi boilet, should be just the opposite of around. Nichse milug, that means the property that she brought in, tibrishus akaim, it remains in her possession, because if any loss happens to it, the husband doesn't have to pay her. It's in her possession like. Then we should say isla, she should be allowed to take it home with her. Mashenke nichse tzern bazel, the property that she brings in and the husband gives her a guarantee, to la brishus akaim, it's not really in her rishus. It's in his rishus, less law. Then it should be just the opposite. She should not be able to take that. So how come Shmuel says, the nichse tzern bazel, she does get. The nichse milug, the nichse tzern bazel, she does get. But the nichse milug, she doesn't get. It should be just the opposite. Elo ashni, that's what we're talking about, the middle case of the Mishnah, where they got married to an Isa drabonin, like a man married his grandmother, sasim drabonin. And the other svar is the konsu rabbon l'dido b'didei. The rabbonim made a kenas, each one to the opposite. Or b'didei b'dido. The rabbonim made a kenas that her property, the nichseh tzern barzol, she does not get. So Rashi says, well, the konsu rabbon kleima midina really ipchem b'bol. It should have been the opposite. Elachachonim hofchu esadav. Chom turned around it. La'akra mehen teres nesuyin. Because the Rabbanan don't want them to stay married. Since it's a Shnia, a person married his grandmother, it's also with the Rabbanan want his Kedushin to go away. So they made a Kenas here. So Konsul Oysa Mimasha Yeroya Ligvois Mishaloi. They made a Kenas, she cannot collect what she was supposed to. So really from her Nichse Meluk, she was supposed to collect, the Rabbanan made a Kenas, she can't get it. Or my Niyu Mono Masayim Mazainis, even the Mono Masayim Mazainis. Uvaloyas and Nichsimilug, Shoitzish Bloy Rishus. And no one did the property, the clothing that the husband used for the Nichsimilug, so that also she does not have a right to get. Even though she was supposed to, but the Rabbanah made a kenas here to break this Nisuyin. And the same thing all the day, Bididah. The Oisai Konsu, B'ma'ashoy Royoloi. The Rabbanah made a kenas upon the husband also, what he was supposed to get that he doesn't get. That means, B'loy is the Nichsay Tzern Basel. Really, the Tzern Basel means the property that she brought in at the beginning. And the husband took it upon himself like a guarantee. I'll pay it back to you no matter what happens to it. So really, it's called Rishus Habal. So really, the leftover clothing of that should stay by the husband. Still, the Rabbanah made a kenas to take it away from him. So that's the pshat. On a shniyah, when they got married b'yisr, the Rabbanah wanted to take away that marriage. Therefore, they made a kenas. The isha does not get what she's supposed to get from a nichsei milud. And for the nichsei tzern barzo that the husband was supposed to keep, the Rabbanah took it away from him. But I call upon him Amar Rav Simi Barashi. Shema Mina, from here we have a proof from our Mishnah, of Shema Mina Rav Kana. We have a proof from what Rav Kana is saying over here, that there's a difference between the Nichsei Milug and Nichsei Tzern Barzel, that Ayalei Glima, if a wife brings in clothing, Yishino Karen Hevei, it's called Karen, for Loi Nichsei Lo V'yozel Adaboli, and therefore the husband is not allowed to use it. Like we know by Nichsei Tzern, Nichsei Milug, the Lacha is the property that belongs to your wife. When you get married, that property still belongs to her. Just as at the corner, the husband has a right to eat the peiros. That means the care and the capital stays there, like usually you're supposed to buy karka, and the husband eats the peiros. What's going to be if the wife brings in clothing? So do we consider the clothing like the capital, and the use to wear of it is like the peiros? From our kind of smash, we're not like that. That the use of the clothing, that's also called part of the Karen. That's also called the capital. Because if you use it up, it's going to be nothing left. So the husband does not have a right to use from the Nichsei Milug. That was the difference between Nichsei Tzern Basel and Nichsei Milug. So see from Rav Kana, that the clothing that she brings in, the husband is not allowed to use. Fred Gemara, Iv, Omer, Rav Nachman, Nachman said, not like that, that Teira heavy. And Nachman says, when a wife brings in clothing, it's called Paris means that the husband has a right to use it. Because the clothing itself is the capital. The use, the wear and tear, that's called like Paris. So Gemara says, Nachman, Rav Nachman, Pligi. True, Rav Nachman argues on Rav Kana. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ein Leng Suba. Those were three cases in the Mishnah, Hamamenes, where a young girl said goodbye to a husband, or else a Shnia, where a man married an Isha, that's also to him, Midrabonin, or else a Islandist. When you marry the lady that you found out she can't have children, so it's a mekach tois. So the Mishnah says you get rid of them, but you don't have to give them a ksuba. Ein lang ksuba. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Lashonu ala monu masayin. They don't have the ikka money, the ikka ksuba, the $100 or $200. Avo tois was yeshlehen. But you should know if the husband at the beginning was mechayv himself to give her extra money, that he still has to pay her even in these cases. So Rashi explains, the matona bi'al miyoyiv lo b'chibas biya. The extra money he had, that's not part of the ksuba. It's not called the chiyuv of ksuba to say the Rabbanu made a knas that he does not have to pay you the ksuba. But that's called like a present. So the husband wanted to give his wife an extra present because of the biya, because he's living with her. So even though he's not allowed to live with her, and the Rabbanu wanted to get a get by Shania, or Mamena, she said goodbye to him, or an islandist, who came out of Tzemekach Tois, still this present she has the right to get. Tani Namiyachi, we learn like this also. Noshim Shomru Chachomim. That when the Chom say a Loshin of Ein Lehen Ksuba. That's the first three cases of the Mishnah. These ladies don't receive a Ksuba. Kagoin Hamamenes, a young girl that says goodbye to her husband. The Chavro said, these other two cases of the Mishnah. Is Ein Lehen Mono Masayim. They don't have the Yikr Ksuba of 100 or 200. Avo Toisefes Yeshlem. But if the husband was Mechayiv himself to give her extra, that she does have. She gets the Toises. That's Mamish Rishmul Svara. And that's like a present he wanted to give her, so that she still gets. But Noshim Sham Chachomin, Yoitzis, Beloi Ksuba, Shaloi Biksuba. Sometimes the Chachomin say uncertain, we'll soon see which ones, they have to go out without a Ksuba. Kigoin, Oivera Saldas, a wife that wasn't doing the way she was supposed to. She wasn't being Noig Bitsnius the way you're supposed to. The Chavroser, and the other ones like that, that the Rabbonim want you to give her a get. And Rashi says, "Eras nimtzula nedorim oy mumin ve'amachelas yodu b'fronov." Eras, she curses your parents in front of you. that these wives, that the Rabbanim want you to give her a get, so these wives ain't len taisvis. You don't have to give her even the extra money you're mechayva. Let the Rabbanim make a kenas here, not even to give her the present. The kol shechein mona masayin, and for sure she does not get the ikara ksuba of her 100 or 200, because the Rabbanim Badafka gave her a kenas, wants you to get rid of her, so you do not have to pay the ksuba. What about the hayoytzes mishum shemra? Let's say there was a koel or edim that told you your wife was mezana, she lived with another man, so you're not allowed to live with her, you have to give her a get. In such a case, notelus mash lefnei v'yoytza. All she takes with her is what's in front of her. That's all. Rashi says, "Benichsei melug kamer." Even a nichsei melug, the property that she brought in that belongs to her, if she goes out because she was a zayna, then the lochri she doesn't get it. She only gets the metaltlam what's right in front of her. Whatever is there, like she takes and goes out, but more than that she can't get. More than that, the neder kenas is faced by the husband. So Mar says now, "Mesayla l'Rafuna." It's a riot to Rafuna. The Yom Ravuna, Ravuna says, Zinsa, in the case where your wife was Mizana, lived with another man, Lohevsida Blaseho, Kayomin. You should know when she goes out now, she does not lose the leftover clothing that's still there, she takes with her. Even if the husband was wearing the clothing, when they first got married, she brought in clothing that he was wearing. So, Blaseho means the room, the used clothing. Kayomen, if there's something left of it, she has a right to take with her. But that's what we're saying, Mashiva Faneho. Whatever in front of her, she has a right to take. Tumor says, Toni Tono Kaimen Rav Nachman. We learned like this, the Tana learned in front of Nachman like this. Because that was Rav Funis Chiddush. Now we say, a Tana learned in front of Rav Nachman, that Zinso, in a case where a wife was Mizana, lived with another man, so the husband has to give her a get, does not have to give her the ksuba. Rav Nachman holds, have seed of Loyasayin Kayomen. She even loses, she can't take anything. Even the clothing, it's there, it's in front of her nose, but she's not allowed to take it. That's part of the kanash, she can't get anything. Omalef, they said back to Rav Nachman, if she did an avera, she was mezana, keleo mizanoi? Like, did a kelim, did a clothing do anything wrong? Like, lechura, it's her clothing. Why should there be a kanash? She can't get it back. So they hold no, like we learned before, that she has a right to take the clothing. And Tony, we learned like this, loyev sidab loyesen kayomim. No, she does not lose it. The leftover clothing, the torn, worn out clothing, as long as something's still there, it still belongs to her, she has a right to take it when she goes out, even though she was mezana. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Zu Divri Reb Nachin Stimtoi. This is what Reb Nachin Stoma said. So Rashi says, Hos Stoma the Toni, Tona came to Nachman. That the Tana said in front of Nachman Stam, that has Sida, that she does lose it, Ishnoas Rabbi Nachim Omra. It was Rabbi Nachman that said it. But Avacham Moim Nachodn say, not like that. That Zinsa, in a case where the wife was Mizana, lived with another man, and now she goes out without a ksuba, Halacha Rizda, Loi Hev Sida Bloyaser Kayomen. She does not leave, she does not have to leave over the worn out clothing. She has a right to take it with her. It's her clothing, so now that the husband's giving her a get, that much she has a right to take with her. But more than that, she can't get. The Mishnah says, though, let's say a man married an idleness, an isha that can't have children, but at the beginning the husband knew about it, so that's not called a mekachtois, then everything is there. If he gives her a get later, he has to pay her a ksuba. Omer Rafuna said like this, idleness is an isha of yen isha. She's married and not married. We'll soon see what that means. Almona, in a case where a kohen gadol married an almona, it's also b'aveira, they have to give a get, that's isha gemura. That's called an isha gemura. She's 100% your wife. What does it mean like this? Island is isha v'yein isha. What does that mean? Hikiba, if when you first married her, you knew what she was, you knew that she was an islandess, the lachar is yesh l'ksuba. Then if later you give her a get, you have to pay her the ksuba. There's no bin mekach tois. You knew what you married. And now if you don't want to make you, and you machayv yourself to give her a ksuba. So now that you're giving her a get, avad, you have to pay her the ksuba. What about Lehikabo? At the beginning, when you first got married, you did not realize that she was an idleness. So the chur is like a mekach tois. So ain't lo ksuba. Now when you come to give her a get, you have a right to say like it's a mekach tois. It's not what I was mechayiv myself to. I was going to give a ksuba to an isha that could have children. As she's an idleness, I was never mechayiv myself to give her a ksuba. You don't have to pay the ksuba. That's the loch by an idleness. Ma'ashekein almona. When a Kohen Gadol marries an almona, Isha Gemura, she's called your wife 100%. What does that mean? Ben Hikibur, whether the Kohen Gadol first realized that she was an almona, and still he married her. So then Shita, when he gives her a get now, he has to pay the ksuba. But the Chiddush is Ben Lo Hikibur, even though when the Kohen Gadol first married her, he did not realize she was an almona. He wasn't told so. But later he found out that she's an almona, he has to give her a get. Lamaisa, he has to pay the ksuba. Is Yesh Lo ksuba? She does get a ksuba. That's what Rav Huna says. But Rav Yehuda says no. Achazu v'yachazu in both cases. Even when a Kohen Gadol marries an almona, that the Mishnah says she does get a ksuba, but also it depends. Isha v'yena isha. True, sometimes she's considered like your wife, you have to pay a ksuba, but sometimes she's not like your wife, you don't have to pay the ksuba. What does it mean? So, this is Rav Yehuda holds. Hikibur. If the Kohen Gadol knew what he was doing, he knew he's doing an Aveira now. And we learned before, the svar is that she really doesn't want to do it, because she has everything to lose. She's going to be a Chalala, her kids will be a Chalala, Chalalim, so she didn't want to get married. It was the Kohen Gadol that talked her into getting married. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol has to pay her a ksuba. But that's only if Hikabu. Yeah. Hikibur, if the Kohen Gadol knew what he was doing, yesh lo ksuba, then he has to pay ksuba when he gives her a get. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that lo hikibur, let's say when the Kohen Gadol first married her, he did not realize that she was an amona. He didn't realize it. Halacha is ain lo ksuba. Then lemaisa, when he has to give her a get now, he doesn't have to pay ksuba. Like you also say, I was only my chayiv myself to give her ksuba because I thought she's mutter to me. But now that I find out that she's an amona, or Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an amana, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. That's what Yehuda's Chiddush. This thing where it says, Meisvei HaBakasha. It says, Nabraisa, Konso, Becheska, she came. The Kohen Gadol married her. And Pasha means he thought that she was an amana. Venim says, she came, it came out, really, she's an amana. Yesh lo ksuba. That's when the Kohen Gadol has to pay her ksuba when he gives her a get. So the Diyak, Hostoma ain lo ksuba. A master of the Kohen Gadol married her stam, he didn't know what she was. And later he finds out that she's an amona. Mashma what? She does not have a ksuba, ain't lo ksuba. So it's a kasha on the first mandium. It's kasha on Rav Huna. Should be a writer of Yehuda. So what's his name? Loitema, don't say this. Loitema, hostoma. Ain't lo ksuba, don't say min astam. She doesn't get a ksuba. Ela'ema, say like this rather. Konso becheska shayna kain. Here's the Kohen Gadol married her and he thought that she was not an amona. Venim says she came, then he found out that she was an amona. Ain't lo ksuba. Then she doesn't get a ksuba. But that's the mekach tois. Like he asked her clearly, were you ever married yet? And she said no. And then the Kohen Gadol found out that she was an amona. That's when he does not have to pay her ksuba. But the diik is abul stoma. If the Kohen Gadol married a stam, he didn't find out what she was. He stam married her. My, what do you want to tell me? Isla. That then she does get a ksuba, according to Rav Huna. So Mora says, if so, adetoni, what do we have to learn? Vicheska, she came. V'nimsa she came. Yesh lo ksuba. Why does the Brayse have to say such a strong lashon? Like, when does she get a ksuba? If the Kohen Gadol knew that she was an amona, and he married her because she was an amona, then she gets a ksuba. What do you have to say like that for? Lishamin and stama. It should have said rather, even if a Kohen Gadol marries a stam, he didn't find out any information. He's not sure whether she's an amona or not. Still, he has to give her a ksuba. And if you'd say that, I would automatically know the kol shchein ho, and for sure, if the Kohen Gadol knew what he was doing, that he knew that she's an amona, for sure he'll have to give her ksuba. So that's one kash lechur on Rav Huna. The yoyt, secondly, it's on Rav Huna. Tony, it says clearly, konsa v'yedua, v'nim says v'yedua, yesh lo ksuba. The Kohen Gadol marries her and knows that she's an amona, and she is an amona, then later when he gives her a get, he has to pay the ksuba. But clearly, konso stam, but let's say the Kohen Gadol marries her like this. He didn't know what she was. Ein lo ksuba. And later we find out that she's an amona, and the Kohen Gadol has to give her a get. The lochri, she does not get a ksuba. He has the same loch like an idleness. And the Mara says, tiyuf to the Rav Huna, tzakash on Rav Huna, tznof to the raya to Rav Yehuda. The Mara says, now Rav Huna maspisa natise. Rav Huna made his mistake because of our Mishnah. The way he learns the Mishnah, he made a mistake. Whoso Rav Huna thought, me the kamaflik be islandis, for like kamaflik be almana, since our Mishnah only makes a difference between an islandis. Our Mishnah says if you marry an islandess, you don't have to give her ksuba. But the end of the Mishnah says, but if you knew that she was an islandess and still you married her, then you do have to give her ksuba. So since the Mishnah makes the difference by an islandess and does not make the difference by an amona, Michlal Rav Huna thought the almona afilo b'stam anami yislo. That an amona is not so bad, even though the Kohen Gadol married and didn't realize what she was, and later we find out she's an amona, still the Kohen Gadol has to pay her ksuba. That's what he thought to say. And the Torah says, "V'lohi." Rav Huna made a mistake. It's not that way. Tikatoni lo l'almono aplukta di'alnis koi. After it says namono, it's going on the same machlekes b'alnis. When does the Kohen Gadol have to pay a ksuba? Only if the Kohen Gadol knew what she was. The Kohen Gadol knew that she was namono. Then we say the Kohen Gadol talked her into getting married. It's his fault. He has to pay the ksuba. If the Kohen Gadol did not realize that she's namono, we don't say the Kohen Gadol is at fault. He thought she's mutter to him. That's why he married her. Later, when he finds out that she's not money, he can't stay married to her, it's not his fault that he has to give her a get. Therefore, he would not have to pay her the ksuba. Hajun alecho almona nizainus. Mishnah says, Hanoisei esisha. If a man marries a wife, uposkima, he makes up with her, a new special tanai, kadeshi yijin esbita. He marries the lady that has a daughter already, from a different husband. And now the new husband marries her. And he makes a tanai with her that I'll support your daughter chamishonim for 5 years. Halacha is chayiv lezayna chamishonim. The first husband has to support her for 5 years. Even if he gives his wife a get, so what? He made a tanai to support her for 5 years. He has to give him a zayna for 5 years. What's going to be in Echnami? The first one gave her a get and to the mother. And this is liyacher. The mother now, again with the daughter, got married to a second husband. So it's a third husband now. This is liyacher. Uposkimoy, and the third husband made a tanai with her, kadei sheyizin esbita chamashonim. He'll also support her daughter for 5 years. The locher is chayiv lezoyna chamashonim. Both of them, the two husbands now, have a chayiv, or the first man, and now the second, her third husband, has to support her daughter. Now, lo yoy maharishim. The first husband that already gave the mother a get has no right to say, Likishatova Yetzli Azaina. In other words, when she comes to me, I'll only support her, Kozuman, I was married to you. The first husband can't tell the wife, listen, I only meant to support your daughter, Kozuman, you're living with me when I'm married to you. But now that I gave you a get, I don't want to support you. He can't say that. Ella rather, Merlich Lamazanasel, Lamakim Shimai. Even though the mother now got married to another man, still the first husband, the first man, has to pay her. Pay the daughter, because that was the tanai he made, that when he married her, he was mechayiv himself to support this girl for 5 years. Nothing to do that he's still staying married to the mother. He's mechayiv himself to support this girl for 5 years. So he has to send the money to wherever she is. V'chein the same way, lo yomu shneim, they both have no right to say, we'll both support her together. There's two men now that have to support this girl. So they both say, we'll spend 50-50. Can't do that. Each one has his own chiyuv to support her completely. So therefore, elo echad zona. One true has to give a food seat. And the second one has to pay the money. Hey, she can't get double food. She'll just get room. But the second one has to give her the money. Let's say, Nisais, if she gets married now, habal noisin lo mezoinus. Let's say the daughter now gets married, so locher is her husband has to support her. Vehein and these two men now noisin lo demay mezoinus. They also have a chiyuv to support her, and they have to give her the money. Hey, it's the husband that the daughter now got married to her husband, so the daughter has to the daughter gets fed by her husband, and the first two men have to give her the money. What's going to be Mesu? Mesu. Let's say the first two men die. Mesu. They die. So the Lachar is like this. B'naisehem nizainais minichasim b'naicharin. The regular daughters that you have, that is a tanaik suba that when a husband dies, his daughters have a right to be fed from his property. That's only minichasim b'naicharin. That's only if the husband left over when he died, property. But for this daughter here, that the first two men were mechayiv them to support her for 5 years, She even has a right to be collected from their property that was sold already. Why? Because she's considered like a bal chayiv. Because when the mother got married, that husband made a tanai, he's going to support this girl. So this girl now, when the husband dies, she doesn't get money, but it's like Yerusha or tanai ksuba. She gets the money because that husband was mechayiv himself to pay her, like a regular bal chayiv. So once the husband has a chiyuv to support her for 5 years, if the husband now goes and sells any property, she has a right later to collect it back from the chosim mishabadim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hapichin, a smart man, when he marries a lady that has a daughter, and the wife says, I'll only marry you if you will support my daughter for 5 years. You know what the husband should say? Well, your kaisen used to write down like this. True, I'll support your daughter for 5 years. Al manah she'ezen es bitcha chomeshonim kol zaman shatimi. Only kol zaman we're married. But let's say I give you a get, then I don't have to support your daughter. That's what the smart ones used to say. Because they're only mechaydim to support the daughter, calls them on, they stay married to the mother. But clearly it's sad, they'll give her a ghetto, then they don't have to pay her. Else if the husband dies, she does not have a right to collect from his mechas. More stuff like this. Itma, we learned like this. Somebody says to his friend, Chayiv ani l'chamona. Ishno, I owe you $100. It's like Haido, I admit that I owe you $100. And we don't know anything about it. So Rabbi Yechanan on Mechayim, Rabbi Yechanan says, yes, the guy has to pay the money. Since you agreed, you admitted that you owe him the money, that's like a schaivus now, you have to pay him. For Eshlaka Shema Pot, Eshlaka says, no, you don't have to pay, it means nothing. You can retract later and say, I was on a joke and I didn't mean it, I don't have to pay him. Rezechidon, what are we talking about? If there were Edim there, you told the two people, you be Edim for me. What I'm saying right now that I owe him money, my time with Eshlakish took a potter. How could Eshlakish say a potter? That's nothing halacha like that. The Gemara Sanhedrin, that a person is moed in front of Edim, that's called a good haido. That's called like you mechayiv yourself now. So how could Rosh Lakish say a part of here? Elamai idolo yomule matan edai. Elamai, when the person said this, he did not tell the people there, I want you to be my Edim. So if so, my time with Rabbi Yechon become mechayiv. Why does Rabbi Yechon say that you have to pay the money? We don't know you owe the money. Nobody knows about it. Just you just said now yourself that you owe the money. So the law is, if you don't say it in front of Edim, or you don't tell the people, you'll be my Edim, you have a right letter to say, I was joking, I didn't mean it. So what does the Yechon say? You have a chiyuv, you have to pay the money. So what are we talking about? So Gemara says, Li'olam, really I'll tell you, Deloi kom lemet atemeidai. We're talking about the cases that you did not tell them atemeidai. You did not say it in front of the two Edim, even Edim was there, but you did not tell them, I want you to be my Edim. Says so, why does the Yechon say, Yechayiv? For all of my askinon, the Omar lay like this: Chayiv ani luchamona b'shtar. I owe you $100 in the shtar. So since he said in the shtar, that's a choshev thing. To what Rabbi Yechanan Omar Chayiv? Rabbi Yechanan says what he's Chayiv. Why alima milsa d'shtara? Because since he says I owe you the money, and he wrote it down in the shtar, by writing it down in the shtar, that's a strong thing. Command the omalu atim edai dami. That's as if you told the people, I want you to be my edim. If you say like this, I owe you money, and he's writing it down in the shtar, that's a strong thing. That shows you're not joking around, but you really mean what you're saying, that you owe him the money. That's called you mechayv yourself. Rashi says, "Mamish shemos aloy shtar b'fanenum, that he gave over a shtar in front of us. The kosavon in this piece of paper was written, ani chayiv l'chomona. I owe you a mona. That's the case here. That's the machlokes. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since it's written down over here, therefore that's considered like atem edai. You have to pay." And Rashi says, "V'afal pishik sav yodihu hoyev lechosim potter, that the reason why Rosh Lakish says you potter here, since he himself didn't sign on it, therefore you potter." Rabbi Yochanan says, no, since Lamaisi wrote it down in the shtar, that's a very strong thing. Rosh Lakish shama potter, Rosh Lakish says, no, you're potter. Why? Lo yalima milsa d'shtara. This type of a shtar, like Rashi and Tosfos both say, that you wrote down in the shtar saying, I owe you $1,000. But you did not sign your name there. Since you did not sign your name there, Rosh Lakish says, is not called such a chosh of a shtar. And therefore the lach is that it means nothing. You have right to retract later and say, I didn't mean it. Versus Tanan. We learned in our mission like this. When a lady gets married that has a daughter already, and she tells the husband, Oposki, my lozen is bitochomishonim, I'll only marry you if you agree to support my daughter for 5 years. So our Mishnah says, Chayiv lozenech chomishonim, that the husband has to support the daughter now for 5 years. So my love, isn't the Mishnah talking about Kiyai Gavna? What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? They have to be talking about like this. We wrote it down in the Shtar. I am a chayiv myself now to pay her for 5 years. So, if so, it's a chash and Rish Lakish. So how can Rish Lakish say you potter? So Gemara says, Loi, I'll tell you what we're talking about here, Bishtar Psikta. We're talking about here a Shtar Psikta. It's a better type of Bishtar.
Yeah, all right, turn over here.